anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I hope you are having a blessed day. I realize this episode is unrelated to what we have been discussing, but when this information came across my desk, I felt it needed to be addressed immediately, especially since there is a new COVID vaccine that's expected to come out very soon. First, let me say that I am not an anti-vaxxer, but I do recognize the dangerous effects of many vaccines. I have seen it personally with my eldest child, and my husband has seen it even more devastating effects with his eldest child. I also suspect that many others have seen it in their own children, but did not realize it was due to a vaccination because it was more subtle and possibly explained away. For example, more children are diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and various learning disabilities more than ever before. Could it be due to certain vaccines? Many doctors will tell you no, while other doctors will tell you definitely yes. Companies producing the vaccines are not being completely honest with us. Are you shocked to hear this? Well, just remember that the tobacco companies knew early on the dangers of smoking, and yet they hid it for decades until they were forced to admit it can cause cancer and many other ailments. SIDS, or Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, is currently being linked to vaccines with infants. While this may seem new to you, this actually has been brought up decades before, and even brought to the attention of Congress in the 1980s. Did you know that more than 25 years ago, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 created the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program? Are you aware that when you pay for a vaccine for your baby, the cost is taxed and the money goes into a special fund to compensate those affected when those vaccines cause serious injury or kills babies? As of June of 2014, $2.7 billion has been granted for thousands of injuries and deaths caused by vaccines, and there are many cases still pending. Awards have been issued for permanent injuries such as learning disabilities, seizure disorders, mental retardation, paralysis, and deaths. And many of those deaths were misclassified as sudden infant death syndrome. You can check out an article on this on my blog, and it will be listed in the show notes below. Meanwhile, we have Bill Gates pushing forward on a COVID vaccine. Did you know that the World Health Organization just admitted that the Gates-funded polio vaccine is responsible for a polio outbreak? There are several articles out there where the World Health Organization is admitting that the Bill Gates-funded polio vaccine is now responsible for a polio outbreak. The outbreak in Africa is one of at least two dozen confirmed episodes of a vaccine-derived polio outbreak throughout the world over the past 5 years, affecting countries ranging from the Philippines to the Ukraine. And despite this news, we're supposed to depend on a Bill Gates-backed COVID vaccine that's going to be rushed to market, which hopefully restores life as usual after the coronavirus pandemic. On September 1st, 2020, the World Health Organization announced on their website that just 1 month prior, the Federal Ministry of Health in Sudan notified the troubled organization of an emerging vaccine-derived polio outbreak caused by what's known as poliovirus type 2. Sudanese officials so far have identified two young children suffering the effects of the vaccine. The World Health Organization reported the first case as a 4-year-old child who experienced onset of acute flaccid paralysis on March 7th of 2020 in South Darfur, which is located in western Sudan. The next child to become paralyzed by a vaccine was a 3-year-old from Shari City of El Gadarif locality in Gadarif State in the east, close to the border with Eritrea and Ethiopia. Both children received their last BOPV type 1 and 3 doses in 2019. In just the month of August alone, a total of 13 cases have been reported all over Africa, including the areas of the Red Sea, West Darfur, East Darfur, White Nile, River Nile, and Gazara. These cases are genetically linked to another vaccine-derived outbreak detected back in October of 2019 and currently circulating in Chad and Cameroon. And across the African continent, 172 type 2 cases in 14 countries have been reported in 2020. Vaccine manufacturers and their backers, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, long tout the importance of vaccines to prevent communicable diseases and save lives around the world, especially more vulnerable populations such as sub-Saharan Africa. And yet it's clear from recent reports that this isn't always the case. To be blunt, many people greatly doubt the good intentions of Bill Gates and see him merely as a profiteer, making billions of dollars due to his vaccination agendas. The problem is so concerning that a virologist from the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Mark Palanch, admitted in a Science magazine interview from last year that because of widespread use of newer, more powerful polio vaccines, we have now created more new emergences of the virus than we have stopped. According to a recent report from Nature, cases of wild polio in Africa are virtually non-existent since 2016. But over 400 cases of polio caused by the vaccine have been documented in 20 countries around the world in just the last year, from August 2019 to August 2020. That's right. We have it from the highest authority that vaccines are spreading virulent strains of a potentially deadly virus. We've had official reports of this for years. In light of this frightening reality, we have to wonder, will the officials really keep denying the serious risk of forcing mass vaccination of a hastily made COVID vaccine onto the unsuspecting and perhaps all too trusting public? The polio vaccine recently made headlines when vaccine manufacturer Sanofi Pasteur announced it was no longer producing Poliovax, a vaccine that used the aborted fetal cell line MRC5. The company said it would now use varicelles, which come from monkeys, to make those vaccines instead. It will also continue to produce the IPOL polio vaccine, which also uses varicelles. Critics of a potential coronavirus vaccine have frequently argued that the product, especially if key parts of testing have been skipped, could be unsafe. News of the polio vaccine causing children in Africa to suffer from polio only strengthens their argument. Now, in July, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., founder of Children's Health Defense, warned during an online debate that the Moderna vaccine, which is the lead candidate, skipped the animal testing altogether. Another aspect of testing was equally unsatisfying. The Moderna vaccine was tested on 45 people. They had a high dose group of 15 people, a medium dose group of 15 people, and a low growth group of 15 people. In the low dose group, one of the people was so sick from the vaccine, they had to be hospitalized. That's 6% in the high dose group. Three people got so sick they had to be hospitalized. That's 20%. In spite of these significant problems, the nephew of former President John F. Kennedy continued, "They're going ahead and making 2 billion doses of that vaccine." Earlier this month, trials for one of the leading potential coronavirus vaccines, which uses cell lines from an aborted baby, have been temporarily stopped after a trial participant suffered from illness. While several news outlets characterized the incident as a serious suspected adverse reaction, the manufacturer, AstraZeneca, only referred to it as a single event of an unexplained illness that occurred in the UK Phase 3 trial. Large-scale trials of the potential vaccine have also been happening in other parts of the world, including South Africa and Brazil. The New York Times reported that an anonymous source familiar with the situation told them that the individual had received a diagnosis of transverse myelitis, an inflammatory syndrome that affects the spinal cord and is often sparked by viral infections. The pharmaceutical company insisted that the decision to pause the trials is a routine action, and that in large clinical trials, illnesses will happen by chance and must be independently reviewed. Across the globe, people have taken to the streets to protest COVID-19 lockdowns. A common theme at all events was the protesters' fear of a mandatory coronavirus vaccine. So there you have it. And I have a lot of information in the show notes below. And I'm giving you this information not to scare you, not to tell you what to do, because I believe everybody should be given a choice what goes into their bodies. Nothing should be mandatory for everybody. Think about it. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what the science says. When you can see that they are skipping animal studies or they're only putting 45 subjects in a test, and then they're going to use that information based on 45 people to mass produce millions and billions of vaccines. And then you can see, what was it, 26% had issues, they were hospitalized. Does that seem low enough that you're willing to risk your family? Because let me remind you of one thing. No matter what anybody mandates for your family, in the end, your decision alone is going to cause you to live with the consequences, whether they're positive or negative. The government won't have to live with those consequences, but you will. So please Do your homework. Be diligent. And before you accept anything going into your body or your children's bodies, know what it is. Know if it is something you want. Do you want aborted fetal cells going into your system? It's all up to you. It's all up to you. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.